Time again for summer school. Contra dancing is a popular pastime in rural states like Vermont. Usually in these dances, couples come together for a fun, energetic, social evening with other enthusiastic dancers. The way these groups avoid running into one another or stepping on toes is they have a caller. The caller calls the dance, step by step, with an overview before the music even starts. And the best callers have national followings. Today, we are going to get a lesson in how to call a contra dance.
Balance to the right. Slide to the right. Catch hands and balance again. Slide left with that neighbor. Balance and swing.
My name's Luke Donforth, and I'm a contra dance caller, and I live in Burlington, Vermont, where I get to work with Mad Robin Callers Collective, which is actually a group with the explicit purpose of helping people learn how to call contra dances.
And the ladies chain. Left hand star, all the way. Right to the next, you balance now.
I would recommend that most people start contra dancing before they start contra dance calling. It gives you a better understanding of the structure of the dance and how it feels and what you as a dancer like, which you can then use to inform what you want to call.
Partner swing. Ladies chain.
Contra dance steps draw from English country dancing, square dancing, and other dance traditions. So moves like do-si-do or allemande, circle to the left, long lines, circle to the right, left-hand stars, right-hand stars, these are all common moves that you'll find in a lot of contra dances. The kind of distinctive move in a contra dance is the swing. Some contra dancers get a little uppity if they don't get enough swings in an evening.
Ladies back in for a do-si-do. Back to your partner, swing your partner. Face across and circle to the left.
As a caller, I will have picked a dance ahead of time, which is a sequence of moves. It might be balance and swing your neighbor, circle left all the way around, ladies chain across the set, ladies go back in do-si-do, swing your partner, circle left three places, pass through, do-si-do your next neighbor. That's a description of the entire dance. Now, it would take about 30 to 40 seconds for the dancers to actually do that, and I would piece it. I would state what they needed to know right before they did it. So I might say, balance and swing your neighbor, and then wait, and then circle to the left all the way around. And so having taught them during the walkthrough at the beginning that the move that comes after the neighbor swing is a circle to the left, they already know, coming out of this swing, I'm going to be circling. And so I'll have my hands in the appropriate position to take hands in a group of four so that we can circle to the left and move on to the next move.
Partner. Circle. Pass through.
The joke in contra dance calling is you can travel hundreds of miles for dozens of dollars. It's something that you really have to love to do. And there are a few people that are loving what they're doing and making a living at it, which is really nice.
Luke Donforth is a member of the Mad Robin Callers Collective, which holds monthly dances and helps instruct people who want to learn how to call a contra dance. We have a link at vpr.net. And the music we've been hearing was performed by the Free Raisins.